What is imagination? Imagination includes, among other things, the ability to visualize with the creative parts of your mind and brain in order to activate your resourcefulness, creativity, and artistic/scientific brain. Artistic and scientific are put into one category because they both call upon your ability to think of, imagine, and/or desire to create in your outer world something that you have found within your heart and mind. We say found within your heart and mind because your heart usually yearns for the feedback loop of finding a desire, goal, creative expression, etc. within your heart that you are able to plant in your mind. If these desires, etc. stay only in your heart, you will love it and maybe even love yourself more because of it. But, if this desire does not expand to encompass your mind, it will likely remain an idea and never become a creation. A creation is something that carries a life force. Many of these creations hover within your consciousness, but it is not a creation until you give it life in your physical world by sharing it with others. In this manner, your creativity comes not from you and for you, but through you and to others. In this manner, a higher dimensional expression of yourself, and/or your consciousness, is allowed a manner in which it, your higher dimensional expression of creativity, can flow through the portal of yourself and into the portals of others who resonate to this higher frequency communication. Yes, creativity does resonate to a higher frequency because it is a whole brain experience. In other words, a creative venture calls on the creator to use both their logical, rational, mental left brain to intermingle with your creative, spontaneous, emotional right brain. How is imagination experienced? If one can trust their instincts and their inner messages, imagination can be very helpful to find the circle of light that encompasses one's imagination, to enter into the heart of the one who is imagining. Some people are taught that imagination is a waste of time, but a person who would say that to another is likely unable to allow themselves to enjoy their whole brain thinking. Whole brain thinking is when one is able to use both their creative, imaginative right hemisphere and their take care of business left hemisphere. How is imagination shared with others? Imagination is greatly limited when it is not shared with others. Imagination is often something that can evolve into a new, creative and possible reality. If imagination is ignored, many possible realities are not allowed to be birthed into your physical world. Therefore, sharing your imagination with others is very rewarding in that your own ideas can be amplified by sharing them with others. Imagination does not live long if it is shut away or kept a secret. Fortunately, imagination greatly expands when it is shared. However, it is important to be aware if the one you wish to share with is someone who can also embrace their own imagination. In that manner, there is a freedom of intermingling the ideas without the fear of judgment. On the other hand, if you are ready to share your creative self, you have likely already experienced that fear of judgment from others will stop you in your tracks. Therefore, we will now speak about fear. Fear is the enemy of creative expression. On the other hand, creative expression can diminish your fear. It feels very good to allow your imagination to have a voice, a picture and/or any other manner in which your imagination is brought forward from your heart and mind, to be shared with others. Some people are afraid of the judgment they may receive if the expression of imagination is criticized by others. This is normal, so do not feel poorly about yourself if you, too, have experienced fear of judgment regarding your expression of higher self. When you allow yourself to be your creative self, the joy that you gain from that small act will more than compensate for any judgment from others. Also, be aware that if you present your creativity as not coming from you but through you, then you can better allow your higher self to guide you. Coming through you means that you are serving as a grounding station for the higher dimensional waves of creativity that are being sent into the frequency of third/fourth dimensional Earth from the higher dimensions of reality. When you allow yourself to feel the higher energy that flows into you while you are being creative, please take a moment to ask within or above, "Thank you for this transmission. From who, or where, am I receiving this information, and how can I thank you?" Being thankful for your creative transmissions/ideas will assist you to consciously accept your higher messages, as well as honoring them as a gift that comes through you, not from you. When you perceive yourself as a channel of higher dimensional light, your human ego will not be activated, as the message is a gift from the higher frequencies of reality with whom you are now gaining a constant contact. We say constant contact because once you connect with a fifth dimensional and beyond higher being, you are no longer bound by third dimensional time. Then, whenever you feel an urge to document your interdimensional messages, you have a hard copy to share with others. Some may share with words, others with pictures, dances, songs, etc. In other words, a creative act that you share to express your higher dimensional experiences allows you to more deeply unite your daily consciousness with the higher dimensional consciousness, which comes through you and not from you. Once you are able to give full credit to the source of your communications and/or inspirations, your ego is excused from your creative act. It is your own ego self who has collected and saved all the times that you were embarrassed, criticized and/or teased for presenting your true creative, multidimensional self. We Pleiadians often work together with the Arcturians to remind our grounded ones of their reason for incarnation. The reason that you chose to take a third dimensional earth vessel within this now, is the foundation of the mission that you chose to fulfill within your present incarnation. One thing that you will be happy to realize is that, even if you judge yourself as failing, or feel that others are judging you for what they perceive as a failure, if you continue, you will find that what others think about you is very insignificant compared to how you judge yourself. In fact, allowing yourself to follow the flow of your own inner guidance that you feel deep within, will empower you enough to lovingly send away any inner or outer criticism. This criticism may hurt your feelings, but the joy you feel from expressing your creativity far surpasses your fear of judgment. You will also find that the joy of allowing yourself to express yourself via whatever form of creativity that you choose will allow you to send unconditional love to those who may judge you. You can send this love because you have allowed yourself to have unconditional love for yourself via the expression of your own creative force. Yes, creativity is a force. When one is in the act of creating something that came through them, not from them, they feel at one with a higher frequency of reality, as well as a higher frequency of your own multidimensional self. Yes, all humanity has a multidimensional self, even if their wounded consciousness will not allow them to experience their own higher frequencies of self. This condition is best healed by allowing someone, a counselor, a loving friend, even a pet, or a walk through nature, to recalibrate your sense of self back to the multidimensional you that you have always been, but temporarily forgot. As you begin to remember your own higher dimensional expressions of self, you can more easily adapt to a multidimensional reality in which an unseen higher guide/self is a common belief that all the members of that frequency of reality are fully embracing. Many of our ones who chose to take a third dimensional earth vessel to assist with planetary ascension have felt very lonely. However, once they remember the mission that they chose before taking this incarnation, they remember that they resonate many frequencies of reality within the now of the one. The concept of multiple realities running parallel within the same now is very difficult to accept for those who are still in the matrix of being just third dimensional. It is the slow, or sudden, awakening to the first conscious interaction with a higher dimensional aspect of yourself, that will set you onto the path of remembering yourself. At first, most of you believe that yourself is a different being who resonates to a higher, and/or different, reality. However, if you begin to have regular communications with this inner being that you somehow know is real, your third dimensional brain will begin to recalibrate to the receive more and more higher dimensional information. It is often very helpful to document your experiences with your higher self, as your third dimensional brain often cannot retain fifth dimensional stimuli. Therefore, if you write down, draw, sing and/or share your information, two things occur. One thing that occurs is that your higher self will become aware that you are now ready to take dictation and share it with your third dimensional reality. The other thing is that you will meet others like you, which will make it easier for you to realize that your higher self is in constant communication with you. In fact, as you share your experience with others, you will further open your innate interdimensional portal to your own higher frequency expressions of yourself, as well as your galactic friends and family. Once you have an open channel between your third/fourth dimensional physical/astral self and your fifth dimensional higher/multidimensional self, your life will move into the next octave of awareness. With this new, expanded awareness of your multidimensional self and your multidimensional reality, you will never feel alone again. You could be alone in the middle of the ocean, but your higher dimensional self will be with you, guiding and protecting you.